Jeremy OYC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Battered and Bruised Podcast. It's your host, joined by my host, Drizzy Dre. What's going on, Dre?
It's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. I mean, it's pretty much the end of the season. That's what's happening. We got a lot to talk about. I mean, hit the red button. It's DEF CON. Fab, you, whatever you want to say, you know, to describe the mood of the fan base and just the state of the team in itself, you know. We think everything's up for grabs right now.
Like, yeah, I hate to be that guy, but I kind of told y'all this was coming. Run it up, huh? What'd she say? All right.
You predicted 15-2. You're not about to start this turn off like you said.
Okay, so we could talk about in the off season when I predicted 15-2.
I'm not letting you get that off.
I will also say that I said the season was over after the Bears game.
Oh, who didn't know that?
No. I said the season was over and that we needed to sit Jaden for the rest of the year after the Bears game. Whenever he got... Yeah, the Bears game. That's when he got hurt the second time, right? Or was it the Falcons game?
Nah, he got hurt in... He didn't play in the Falcons game.
Yeah, he didn't play in the Falcons game, so... It was the Cowboys.
The Bears game. He got hurt in the Cowboys game.
Yeah, the Cowboys game. I said to set him for the rest of the year. It was over with. Everybody called me crazy. You don't sit your quarterback.
Hey, you want to take your victory lap?
I'm sure. Be my guest.
I'm not stopping you, bro. Congratulations. Do you feel good today?
I'm vindicated.
This man's arm. In an air cast. Like,
all right. I have been vindicated. I was right. I told you guys that I was right. Listen to me now. Believe me later on. Question. That's all I want to say.
Okay. So, question. What did you win? What did you gain from that?
That I was right. That's all that matters. Okay. That I was right. Okay. That I knew that strutting him out there with that terrible wide receiver core was not going to produce anything. We are chasing after nothing. We could have been got this out of the way and just put him on IR, let him come back. Put him on IR, then say when he came back, well, the season's kind of over with, so we're just going to not play him. And, you know, his elbow would be in the right place right now if we listen to me. But no, hey, nobody listens to Brent.
If Dan Quinn had any damn sense, his elbow would be in place because we were down 38-7 in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter of a game that he was pressured and hit all day because we couldn't get any separation.
None. And
Quiet has kept our offensive line getting their ass whooped.
Well, yeah.
Tyler Biotis getting pushed back. Sam Cosmi out there looking like Nick Allegretti. But, you know, we're gonna be quiet about Cosmi because he's just getting back. But let's be real.
I think he's just getting back. But I get what you're saying. He wasn't good. But he's just getting back.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm just saying, context. That Dan Quinn, man. He got a lot to answer for it. I know he came out today and actually admitted that he was dead ass wrong for that. Cause last night he wasn't trying to cop to it.
Yes and no. I mean, before we go down the spiral, cause I mean that's gonna take us off the rail. We should at least talk about the game first.
Run it up, huh? What'd she say?
All right, let's talk. Which X-rated scene would you like to go over?
Well, I will
because
say...
Because they was getting bent over the jump.
I will say to Trey Amos, keep your head up. He does it to everybody.
Hey, boy. hey, I was on the phone with you, dog. I told you on the replay. I said, bruh, that looked painful how bad he just got shook off the line. I'm like, you don't see that? And then he said, oh, damn, he walked into the locker room. I said, yeah.
Yeah. He did freeze.
Man, that release was so nasty. Yeah. Knock that man's head loose. Like, come on, bro.
Next play, you see him running down the sideline trying to get up the top
on,
speed.
Bro. He can't even
his,
move.
Grabbing like, his hip like he got shot.
I'm like, come on. I'm like, come on, y'all. What are we doing? We are like the most injured team in the league, and you got your rookie corner. The only defensive back who's really showed any type of promise this year. You got him out there. He's injured. You just lost your wide receiver one because you brought him back and he re-aggravated a previous injury. You going to send this boy out there. He can't move.
Hey, but it loosened up on him eventually. He was out there to finish the game. And you know.
Hey, man, he's finished, but
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if he don't play next week. And if it's me, he ain't playing next
week. Well, I mean, you know. He can take it. He can sit down. Let me go through the stats real quick. Sam Darnold, 21 of 24. 330.
Oh, he was looking like Mr. Perfect out there.
Four touchdowns, one interception, zero sacks, 97 QBR. Kenneth Walker, you know, looking at it, it felt like they ran the ball better than this, but
they didn't need to, bro.
They didn't. But it just felt like on those runs, it felt like they were just getting yards, and really they were.
They damn near was bailing us out whenever they ran the ball because throwing it, they could get whatever they want. We didn't sniff Sam Darnold. He was back there taking his time. I got whoever I want. Whoever I want. JSN, he said anybody in your secondary can get this work. It does not matter. I don't. Oh, y'all like this Amos? Do watch this.
Well, Amos is still nice. Don't do him like that. He's still a rookie.
I didn't say he was trash.
Little baptism by fire.
I'm just saying. We saw what an elite talent at wide receiver looks like. Where it don't matter who you put on him, I'm baking him. You can move me all around. X, Z, Y, it don't matter.
You talking about JSN. I want to talk about Cody
Torrey
White.
Horton?
No, I want to talk about Cody White having his first reception of the year go for 60 bro. Yards and a touchdown. His first catch bro. Of the year.
Joe Witt looking crazy like, hey, man, y'all wanted me to blitz and call some man. I can't call man, bro. Listen. I really don't care what Joe Witt got to say. They moving him down to the sidelines this week. He coming out the booth, and it's like damn, Dan. That's all you got for us.
Yeah.
That's all you got for us. That's all you gonna get. Boy, you loyal, huh? You gonna go down with the shit, huh?
Yeah, we'll talk about Dan and where I stand with that. But I guess at this point, and maybe I should talk about the injuries to everybody not named Daniels because Lattimore tore his ACL. We'll talk about him, I'm sure. And the first play of the game, that set the tone. Them boys, them Seattle boys was hitting.
Luke so used to getting up to the 35, 40, like first opening kickoff. Man, they jumped on his ass.
Bro, listen, I told you when he first got tackled, I said, oh.
Luke's a collarbone.
Yeah, I said, that's a collarbone right there. It was three big MFers that fell on little Luke and that shoulder. It did not stand a chance. It shattered. So, you know, I mean, then your boy, Jalen Lane.
Oh, yeah. He don't need to be on kickoffs. It's a reason. He wasn't on kickoffs to start the year. I mean, you're a fourth-round pick. That's a return specialist, and they won't put you on kick. They putting Debo and Luke McCaffrey back there. It's a reason.
Yeah.
It's a reason for that.
Yeah, man. It's all bad. Like you said, I guess we just talked about the whole game as a whole offensively. It was literally JD doing everything. He had to do everything.
They can't get open.
No separation at all.
Zach Ertz was fighting for his life against Nick Eamon Ward.
Well, that's a freak. And, that's a freak right there.
Yeah, I know. Fighting for his life to get an ounce of separation, you know, snag one pass, and I'm just like, bro, you just worked your ass off for them 3 yards. Like you just worked your ass off, and it was contested. I'm surprised you caught it. Because you've been dropping passes, you committing penalties. Like, we got a lot of old dudes on this team that it's time to take them out back and send them to the upper room, bro. It's over with.
Listen, Ty Okuda with that crazy interception.
Bruh.
Did you see how high he got up and then getting his feet, both feet in bounds? I'm like, was that a wide receiver?
Bro, I already knew what time. I'm like, bro, this game gonna get ugly. Once you start seeing players that you ain't never heard of start doing like acrobatics and making crazy catches when our defense, like if it hit them in the hands, they don't be trying to catch it half the time.
Man trying to throw
the ball away because pressure just in his face.
From jump, from the first.
That's
play.
The thing. They just like, man. Listen, we gonna get up and press on these receivers, and we gonna send heat because one on one situations they ain't gonna win. He ain't got nowhere to go with it.
And see, this is where I'm like the people that's like, oh, Bill slowed down because the commentating was terrible last night. It was pro Seattle. I get why. It was pro Seattle from the jump, but the reason why the run game hasn't been effective is teams are like, if they can't do that and build play action off of it, they got nothing. So let's stop the run and send pressure after whoever's playing quarterback. We'll win.
And not to mention, they were already good against the run.
That's true.
That is true. They were already good against the run. So we knew the run was going to be shut down. They were number one against the run. And it ain't like it's week 3.
Yeah. So, man, is there anything else? I mean, I feel like everybody's seen the game, you know. The 38 point. The fact that they only scored 38 was them being kind.
Yeah, they were being generous. They were raising the white flag, which makes Dan Quinn's decision-making even more stupid because that drive.
I can see both parts of it, man. People like some other former players were like, you want to get reps just to get the flow back, but then happens.
Look at the it's context though. You want to get reps with who?
That's true.
Treylon Burks? Chris Moore?
Treylon Burks might have had to play a big role for us down the stretch because we don't know when Terry's coming back.
That's
sorry.
Cool. He could play with Marcus Mariota. cool. But it's over, dog. You down 31. And the man has been taking more hits as the game has gone on. JD was pressured on 51% of his dropbacks last night.
Unheard of. That's unheard of.
That's the most of his career, bro.
That's unheard of.
And that's the game you choose to leave him in. Out there playing with Uber drivers at receiver.
I don't even think Jalen Lane could afford to drive, man. The way he be dropping stuff. He might drop his phone and end up running into a building. But nah, man. So outside of that, I think let's really talk about like long-term ramifications of this team.
Run it up, huh? What'd she say?
Okay, I mean, we could do long-term ramifications of this team. And the only positive of last night was they lucked out as far as catastrophic injuries go.
That's terrible.
With JD. It's crazy. Like that's the only silver lining they got.
I want to say to people that are acting like this is like a career altering injury, like you're an idiot. This is non throwing elbow.
Right. I'm about to say he didn't do it to his throwing arm, and he didn't do it to his knees or his legs. Like, because at first I thought he might have had like a knee injury or something.
Nah, I seen it from
where I saw how he was laying. I was like, oh shit, his arm.
Yeah. So just to basically tell everybody that may not have been following for whatever reason. So there was no fracture, and it looks like there were no real ligament damage or nerve damage to his elbow. It was basically the best case scenario. And if we had a season to play for, you could see him back within 4 to 6 weeks. But given the way the wheels are falling off, he'll be on long-term IR and be done for the rest of the year.
If Dan Quinn even say anything remotely close to them thinking about playing him towards the end of the season, if he was ready, man, fire him on the spot.
Well, we saw that I feel like that was at halftime. Josh Harris was on the sideline. I was like,
I was like, ooh, right behind him, standing right behind that man.
I told you, and I told you this at the end of the Bears game. I just don't think that Dan Quinn can get what needs to be gotten out of this team anymore. I think last year was great. It was a really good story. But you keep going to the well with these old MFers year after year, this what you're going to get. You're going to get bodies piling up.
It's a shame, bro. Like, they need a full-on hard reset, because it's like that all them old players that we signing, it's a trickle-down effect on how things are being run. Like, philosophically, we screwed up right now, because this offseason, that was a weak-ass training camp they was running. Like, 45-minute practices? Like, what the hell? What is this? We moving practices up to because it's too hot. Like, we running a country club. Like, this we running a nursing home. that's what we running. We running a nursing home. They getting vet rest days day two of training camp. Like, bro, y'all just started practicing. Like,
Vaughn Miller got one the second day he got here.
Bro, I'm saying, day two of camp, your such and such is out. Oh, rest day. Rest? Rest for what? What you do?
So, I'm just like, and I've already raised the question, because, like I said to you earlier, we can be fans and we can buy into what last year was and think that might be repeatable.
You got to think past that.
But if the team is cutting you a check, your job is to be like, no, I can't afford to do that again. I need to reevaluate everything I need to reevaluate everybody and figure out what is sustainable, because I'm looking at Adam Peters at this point like, man, you might be a fraud. Like, everything you've done has been a miss. Every trade that you have made, the book is out on the Tunsil trade, but every other trade that you made outside of the Jahan Dotson one was a fail. We lost that trade. I'm going
to
tell you.
Yeah, I'm about to say, the Tunsil trade was all right. Lattimore was a swing and a miss. Swing and an absolute miss. The Debo trade is like, all right, you only gave up a fifth, and Debo was cool, but like, Debo got injured, which is his MO. And in a vacuum, like, giving up a fifth for Debo is okay, but giving up a fifth for Debo and not doing anything else at receiver is not okay. Like, you didn't solve that issue with just get Deebo, especially when you let one of your only deep threats walk and you didn't replace that skill set with anybody.
I'm going to just tell you what we traded. We gave up, and I know we don't know who these players are. Jonas Sank, a safety. The Saints drafted a safety. We could use one of them. They drafted a cornerback. We definitely could use one of them. And they drafted a running back. You know, it's a discussion whether or not we need another running back. But
it's crazy when you go down the list of needs. It's just damn near look like, oh, y'all need a new roster, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So we'll dive into that. But I'm just saying, going back to that trade, all three of those positions that you gave up to get him this year, that would have made your team younger. That would gave you something to maybe look at. It was a bust. I hate to do another victory lap. I don't. I enjoy being right when it comes to stuff.
You can
like this.
Only do so many victory laps when you predicted 15-2, bro. Like, I'm sorry.
I
bro.
Don't care.
Like, cut it out.
What you say?
Cut it out, bro.
I like, was being a fan. I said 15-2, but guess what? I said that Lattimore was not worth it when we made the trade initially. People told me I'm crazy.
We've established that already, bro.
Like, I know, but
you,
now...
How many
but,
victory laps you want to take on that?
But it's finished now.
That.
It's over with. Like, that chapter is closed. We're going to cut
it. Okay, close it.
I was just finishing. I was doing my last lap. Can I enjoy my lap uninterrupted?
Hell no. Who the hell is you? Nipsey Hussle, man? Like, victory lap? Like...
I'm just saying, man. You know, the only thing that I could thank Marshawn Lattimore for... is for giving me $18.5 million to go out and sign a player with actual talent. So long, chump, and enjoy the rest of your NFL career. Which is over with. You know, it's just the rest of this season as you rehab. Nobody else will sign you. You're done. Oh, speaking of which, I did pull up all of the penalty yards that he was responsible for. I'll just do the Commander stuff real quick. He had, in just this year... alone in 9 weeks, mind you, only played 9 games. He has a total of 3 pass interferences. He has 3 defensive holdings, 1 unnecessary roughness. He's had 1 pass interference decline and another defensive holding decline for a total of 89 penalty yardage. And I couldn't find how many yards and touchdowns he's given up this year. But, yeah, just a complete, total, utter waste of a trade. I'm just happy this is finally over. My lap's done. Now we can talk about somebody else. Because then, like I said, I guess what we were saying earlier today, I don't know where you really start to rebuild this defense. I mean, I know where you want to start, but it's just so many holes. How do you attack all of this in one offseason?
To me, it starts with edge and linebacker.
Well, you know, there is going to be some linebackers that are unrestricted free agents. Now, their teams can sign them back because – I hate to say it again, guys. We got to play the Redskins tax because somebody going to – if we're going to come here, and Adam Peters, you need to understand this because we suck. And people like that 1 year was a blip as a whole. You guys suck. We don't want to come here and be losers like you all, so you got to pay me a little bit more for that. But like I said, the people that were available that we liked were – well, I like Leo Chenault, Quay Walker, and there was maybe some other linebackers that you might be interested in, but I'm not 100% sure. So you have, well, I guess we're just going with the young people because there's some older guys, some older vets, but we don't want them. So you got N'Kobe Dean, somebody said, an idiot said, because he hasn't proven anything to me yet.
his best year was a Super Bowl year, and that was a benefit of Jalen Carter doing what he does. But you got Leo Chenault. Yeah,
then he got hurt.
Exactly. Quay Walker. Maybe KJ Britt, even though I don't think I want anybody that's associated with that Miami Dolphins team. But it gets kind of ugly at a linebacker because all the good ones teams hold on to. So those are really your only options. And I'm like, I need one of them. And Edge is nobody. It's nobody really coming out of Edge this year.
Oh yeah, you don't get, you know, top tier edge rushers in free agency.
Honestly, this is appearing to be a pretty weak free agency class. If I'm gonna be completely honest.
Yeah, I mean it's rare that they strong, if you ask me.
I had an idiot. I'll say his name, Marcus. Talk about Tyquan Thornton is balling. I'm like, bruh, he is not gonna be a savior of your team. I think he's benefited more from Patrick Mahomes and being in that system because I ain't really heard his name since everybody got healthy.
Yeah, nah, man.
And then the Cowboys are definitely resigning George Pickens. I don't care what nobody says. Jerry knows what that team is. Pickens will be resigned. He's going to stay in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't see them letting him walk. I mean, if he do, then, you know, that's just Jerry being Jerry and stupid. Like, he gave up draft capital for a player and he actually works out and balls. Like,
yeah,
you gotta reward him.
Yeah, so,
but it's a matter of, you know, what do Pickens want? But I don't see why he wouldn't want to re-sign there. I mean, he having a career year,
and it's shown that it can work with him and CD. So it's not like he's gonna see the best person every week. Like, he's not going to get the number one every time he lines up. So I'm like, yeah, nah.
Like, if Pickens was an option, yeah, I'd be all for it. I just don't
feel
like he's going to be an option.
It's a 1% chance that Pickens is an option. So I guess with the way this season, with our injuries and whatnot and what lays before us the rest of the way, in this daunting schedule that we have,
Tankathon.
I think that I predict that we don't win another game.
Oh, 3-14.
Yeah, I don't predict another win. I can't see it.
I won't. Like, I ain't predicting one, and I ain't rooting for one.
I don't think we can beat the Giants right now. The way that Jackson Dart's playing.
Nah. Not the way our defense looks.
Yeah, so.
Because at this point, it's like, why even bring Terry back after the bye week?
Shut it down,
bro.
I'm fielding calls for Debo to give him an opportunity to play.
Too.
Not even because I feel like I'm gonna get much for him.
Give me a bag of tips.
Yeah, just I'll take a seventh. I just want to put Debo in a better situation so players know, hey man, you know.
I like Debo, but I can't pay him going forward. He about to be 30.
Yeah.
He already lost the step.
Yeah.
You see, he can't stay healthy. Like, at this point in his career, he's meant to, like, complement whatever pieces you already got. We ain't got no pieces.
And that is why I am standing on the table and saying, if we end up where I think we'll end up, which is a top 5 draft pick. Hopefully top 3. You know, you gotta.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in that top 3 because I need a trade back to be a realistic option.
I'm taking the best available, like the best available wide receiver. Don't care who it is.
For all y'all out there that's stuck on defense, I get it. I absolutely get it. Defense is a need too. Listen, we got needs everywhere. But what I will not do, I'm not sending JD back out on that field under those circumstances again, bro. Wide receiver is just as big of a need as edge rusher, bro.
It's a bigger need because if teams don't respect you to take the top off the defense or to challenge them vertically, then they're going to pin their ears back and come after your quarterback because they don't have to respect anybody.
I'm not sending JD out there like that. And if your rebuttal to that is, well, wait till we got to get Terry back. Do y'all remember the Green Bay Packers game and how that looked with him, Debo, all of them out there?
I still don't know who Valentine
is. It was boxed up. They had them corners looking all world. That Green Bay defense ain't really looked like that the rest of the year, bro.
Dallas put up 40 on them CD. Bruh.
Come on, son. Like, nah, I'm not. I can't have five out there throwing it to UPS drivers. Like, what are we doing?
The Bengals with whatever they had matched us in points.
Like, come on, bro. I can't. We need weapons. And Terry, he over 30. His first year with a real injury. We don't know how he gonna look next year.
Yeah. I mean, we got that out for him, so that might be a
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, that ain't Terry is not a long-term play for this team.
Nope. And that's why I'm like, you gotta start drafting. I need a wide receiver every year at this point. I have nothing. Cause when Debo goes, who's your wife? Like, Noah Brown's going to be gone, too. Like, he's not on this team next year.
He don't even exist, bro.
Yeah, so I'm
like... Even that's the you know the part I can't stand about Noah Brown? Is he gets brought up because he gets hurt all the time. But my problem is, even when he's there, he ain't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a solution. That's just a body. You're just throwing a warm body out there, bro.
Like, we are devoid of pass catchers, and it's become so clear and so obvious. It's so glaring.
So that, obvious. That you got defenses that's not even like that for real, saying, hey, the film say we gotta play them man.
Yeah.
We gotta man up on them.
Yeah, oh, you taking a shot at Dallas? You're taking a shot at Dallas.
Yeah, because they can't guard nobody else.
They ain't run man all year. That game.
Oh, we playing man now. So who the hell are y'all? like y'all ain't fooling me. I'm playing man. I gotta go out and guard Luke McCaffrey. I gotta guard Jalen Lane. I'm about to strap something up. Like, bruh, stop it, bruh.
Hey, stop taking shots at Luke, man.
You playing against practice squad level players out there. I mean, you was locking up Robbie Chosen.
Hey, when y'all was talking about him getting signed, I'm like, who cares?
I was just saying that so I'd rather see him over Chris Moore. But hey, man,
listen,
same turds.
But no, that brings up a pretty big question, and now I'm gonna turn my vitriol to Adam Peters because I called him a fraud. This draft class, I'm gonna start with this one and what we've seen so far. Josh Connerly, he's been up and down. You brought up
he ain't been good.
You brought up that Simmons saved him just because he went MIA. From Kansas City.
Yeah, that's the only reason why you're not just flat out saying, hey, bro, you picked the wrong dude is because Josh Simmons went AWOL on the Chiefs. Like, you said he just came back. He done missed about a month's worth of games, and they can't tell you why. Yeah. That would be a circus over here, bro. Yeah. Like, you just went AWOL and missed a month worth of games, and we don't know why? We will be calling that man all types of names, bro. Let's keep that.
But the next player, Trey Amos, we'll give you a passing grade on that. That was a good pick. You didn't have a third rounder, so then you took Jalen Lane in the fourth. Man, he, you know, the book is still out.
I can't tell you what was picked around him in round four, but right now.
Yeah, no, we're not even going to look at what's around him. We're just going to say,
hey. He's been more of a negative than a positive.
Yeah, we're just going to chalk that up. We haven't seen Kane Medrano on the field much.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, he ain't a real person.
And Bill's been fine.
Bill, like, I see the flashes with Bill. Yeah, like, I see the flashes with Bill. We in a tough spot right now, bro.
Yeah.
Don't nobody fear the past at all with us.
Yeah. So let's go now. Let's look at Peter's first year. Okay, you took JD.
This is ugly.
Yeah, but we'll give him the good. The easy pick. You took JD.
Yeah, come on. You get a check mark for that.
I mean, you know, Drake May wouldn't, you know, I'm not saying anything. I still would take JD over Drake May, but you know, it was going to be kind of hard to mess that one up.
The second round is where he looks funny as hell in the light.
Jazon Newton at 36.
Bro, I don't think people understand. This is where we were supposed to get our infusion of young talent. Like, that second round was supposed to be core players, bruh.
I'll tell you who was around him at this time. So, when we picked Johnny Newton, you had Cooper DeJean on the board. You had Kool-Aid McKendry. You had Jackson Power Johnson, which would be nice. You had Edgerton Cooper. You had... There was a couple of players, Brandon Fisk, which ironically
he killed with the Rams, right?
Ironically, you would have probably liked to have had them, Trevondre Sweat, and Jalen Pope with the Patriots, right? So maybe, you know, maybe you don't trade back. Or you just, like I said, I can't answer that question but anyway, so then you took Newton. He has flashes, but
he looks when?
He'll flash.
He barely plays.
Yeah, I'm about to say he flashes, but you don't see him often.
And that's the problem, because it ain't like we got world beaters in front of us. He be getting out snapped by Eddie Goldman. Eddie Goldman has retired twice, bro.
So,
like, what are we talking about? Like, he don't got the love for the game no more. He just thought about hanging it up twice, bro.
Listen,
and Johnny Newton can't out snap him.
Listen, I just want to, and this is where it gets kind of crazy. So then you take Mikey at number 50.
Year one, you thinking, all right, we got something. Year two, now this is where my smoke for the coaches come into play. Cause now people that I thought had promise are regressing in year two. And he's trying his hardest to fight through the regression. He's the only person that can catch an interception on our team. It seems like he's had three picks on the year, but he's been baptized all year.
I don't know. Are you really playing him out of position?
You are playing him out of position if you're not going to play to his strengths in that position. They have never blitzed him out of the slot, bro. He did that at Michigan. He was a good blitzer.
That's true. We saw a little bit of that last year. I can't answer. I don't know. But this is
like,
the one. No. We're not gonna be.
Mikey's a question mark. He's not a fail. He's not a pass. Question mark.
Ben Sinnott is a fail. That's crazy.
Flat out fail.
That is crazy.
I should have known it was a fail when you comparing them to Kyle Juszczyk. You don't do that. You don't draft Kyle Juszczyk in the second round.
Pick 53.
Like, come on, bro. Like, you was feeling yourself. Like, you doing favors You doing favors? You got players calling, hey man, draft my brother. Draft my brother in the third. Like, hey, respectfully, if little bro there in the fifth, we might holler at him. Like, you just said, all right.
Hold on, we ain't finished.
I know we ain't finished yet, but I'm just saying this is the mindset that they had with all them damn picks, bro.
Listen.
Like, that's what people fail to realize. We had a boatload of picks last year,
bro. We did. We really did. All right. Next pick. Listen, we're just going to keep going through it. Next pick. Pick 67, Brandon Coleman. And it's...
Bruh. We thought we had something.
Last year we did. The
man gets benched after you done switched this position. First, he thought he was going to be playing right tackle. You draft the right tackle, say, all right, now we're going to throw you in the guard. So they're like, all right, well, I'll play some guard. He ain't playing that well.
He benched. Dennis, he inactive. And it ain't even like he benched and he dressing.
Right.
He benched right. And he inactive.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Somebody who has that type of positional flex
should be playing your man Ron, every week.
Like, at minimum, should be dressed.
He should at be. Minimum if should anybody be goes down, he'd be like, hey, Coleman, step in.
Get in there. You can play guard or tackle. Get in there, bro.
Man. Then pick 100, Luke McCaffrey. We can beat up Luke as we want to, but he's, for being pick 100, he's kind of produced.
He all right. He produces on special teams. All right.
Yeah. I mean, hey, how many touchdowns he got this year? He might be leading the team in touchdowns if we're going to be. Matter of fact, let me look.
It ain't that many. He going to end the season with that number. What, he got three? If that, three?
Yes, he has three. He's second in the team in touchdowns.
Hey.
Behind Zach Ertz.
Attaboy, Luke. And it ain't like, you know, the games where he get these touchdowns. He was just killing. Like, no, that was his one play. Then he caught the ball. Like, cool.
Listen, you're not gonna throw strays at Luke. He's been solid.
Nah, bro, Luke gonna catch strays too, because when your team plays on prime time and you love football, you get the opportunity to watch the rest of the league, bro. You get the opportunity to watch the rest of the league and see where your team stacks up at. And you know where we stack up at?
The bottom.
The bottom. We look old, slow. And our youngins ain't even them dudes.
Hey, next pick is Jordan McGee, and he's been showing flashes.
He looks like something. He looked like he got flashes, but I can't call it. I need to see the rest of the season. I need to see him make it out of this season healthy and alive first. Well, that's number one. I need to see him make it healthy and alive, and then I gotta see like what he look like. I see his speed flash from time to time. Where I'm like, oh, our other linebackers don't do that. But that's the problem. You playing with these slow ass linebackers. So if you flash every now and then, it look different. Like, yeah. I don't know how good you are to keep it 100. But I'm intrigued enough to I want to see more. But linebacker is still a need.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. I completely understand that. The next pick. I don't even think this guy's on the team. I think he's cut. Dominique Hampton. Like, he's just not.
Oh, they got his ass out of there. He's
not even in the league anymore.
Sad. Garbage.
That was a fifth round pick. You expect those guys to be deaf and play. Garbage. And give
that man got in that preseason game against New England.
Oh, I remember it. And he got in there and
was terrible. They said, oh, I've seen enough, bro. You got the role.
And the sad thing is, his career is probably over.
That's it. You cooked, my boy.
Yeah.
Hop on indeed.
I don't know if he's got a degree, but anyway.
Hey, man, he went to Washington. He better have one. You went in the fifth round, dog.
I'm just saying, I don't know if he finished.
You went in the fifth round, my guy. You went like that to be leaving early?
The last pick that we had, that last year was John Jean Baptiste.
All his NIL money.
Yeah, Javonte Baptiste, and you know he's a seventh round pick that occasionally.
And ain't he hurt? He hurt.
Oh yeah, he's on the IR. But last year he had a couple of sacks. So I say all this to say that we may say that this team didn't have talent and they had to rebuild the roster. I saw a clip of Kevin Sheehan saying, "You guys, it was so bare when they came here and this, that, and the third."
But like, they was missing. They didn't. The attempts that they took to change that, they was whiffing on it.
It was bare, but you had draft capital for your main miss of.
It shouldn't look this bare, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you.
It shouldn't look this bare for.
two years after the fact.
Yeah, 2 years after the fact. And part of the reason why it was bare is because the call was put in to trade players to get you some assets.
Yeah.
The call was put in the tank year, trade Chase and Montez. That's why you don't have no edges. And what did you choose to do with your resources? How did you choose to allocate them?
That was Luke McCaffrey, and that was
And I'm not even Mike just Sandra. Talking about the. I'm not even just talking about the draft pick though. But yes, they chose to take those players. Cool, whatever. But money wise, what did you spend on Edge?
Nothing.
What did you spend on Edge?
You
spent some money on Dorn
Armstrong, and
you spent some money on Dorn.
But we don't know where he's going to be coming back. He tore his shit.
We don't know where he's going to be.
Yeah, no.
We don't know where he's going to be. And you was taking a chance on Dorn.
It looked like it was going to be a good swing.
It looked like it was going to be something until the man had a hamstring injury, did not practice the entire week.
Then we sent him out there.
And you sent him out there.
In the first, it felt like the first or second
play. First play, he's like, I'll call it out. I said, he's hurt. The first thing I noticed, I said, why is he playing? That's the first thing I said when I saw him. I said, why is he playing? He ain't practiced all week, dog. With a hamstring? Do they not see how injuries is going for us this year? What are they doing? First play, didn't he try to come back?
Yeah, he did. He tried to come back on the play.
Tried to come back. Tears his ACL. Then they ain't even want to tell us he tore the ACL.
But that's my thing. They didn't tell us it at all.
They was being vague as hell.
Out indefinitely with a knee injury.
Out indefinitely, he has a knee. So the reporters got to basically pull it out of him. So does that mean he's out for the season? Yeah, he's out for the season. Bro, just say that. Because you knew you screwed up by playing him. Come on, bro. They doing stupid stuff, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, at this point, honestly, with all of this said,
they got a lot.
I just want to ask your honest opinion. If you're Josh Harris, how do you roll these MFers back in here next year?
Bruh.
How?
Bruh. It's hard to justify. Especially DQ from the standpoint of, and this is my pet peeve, and this is something that I'm really judging coaches on now and from moving forward. You can't be a defensive minded head coach and your defense is god awful. Because what is it that you do here? What is it that you do?
Nah.
What is it? Defense is supposed to be your specialty, and they're terrible.
Historically bad.
They were bad last year. They were the weakness of the team last year, and they got worse. They got worse because y'all chose to keep going. We knew the old route wasn't you can't live off that. You trying to do it 2 years in a row? You got it off last year. All right, bro. That shouldn't be the philosophy moving forward.
My question to you, and if I'm Josh Harris, when the season ends and it's Black Monday, or it's the Sunday before Black Monday, I'm sitting Peters and Quinn down, and I'm like, I want you to tell me on defense, who is the player that you're building this defense around? Do you have them?
Because you've invested. Who's your core guy? Because you don't have one.
You've invested into this side of the football. You invested draft capital. You've invested money. Who is your guy that you're trying to build this defense around? He won't have an answer. So then I'm gonna fire Dan Quinn. Then I'm gonna ask when he gets up and leaves, because I fired him. I'm gonna ask Adam Peters. So we went 12-5 to the NFC Championship because our quarterback that you got with the number 2 pick, that, you know, it was impossible for you to screw that up, was so good that he was able to carry this bad team. Okay, go ahead. What you about to say? Because
I was about to say, and don't leave out the context, like the ending result of that NFC Championship.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm gonna be like, we lost because we couldn't stop a soul, and
nobody got bent over. We didn't lose. We got dogged.
And
right there should have told you, like,
you got to be professional, man. You got to kind of be professional, kind of, and then be like, and what was one of the biggest problems were nobody could get open in that game, and you put everything on down the stretch. You put everything on JD's shoulders. You came back the following year, and the best asset you give him was Deebo Samuel. Can you explain that to me?
Whose game is not predicated on separation and route running.
And then I'd be like, and then you decided that you were going to play this game with Terry.
Yeah, that's the cherry on top right there. That's where Adam starts to get some smoke with me. It's like, bruh, you started us off on the wrong foot out the gate.
Then,
like you screwed you and him. Y'all screwed us before the season even started, bro.
Then, when you have no answer for me, and I'm like, I'm supposed to give you another opportunity to sink draft capital after the mess that you made. Tell me, why should I keep you here? Then, when he can't give me an answer, I'd fire.
I'm be like, look, this is what I would need to hear from him. I need to hear a plan on how you gonna get us out of this. What is your plan? And how do we acquire some more assets to get out of this? And how do I know you're gonna pick the right players with said assets?
Listen, I don't need to hear his plan. I've seen his plan in action for 2 years now. I got a right tackle that sucks. I got a left tackle that we moved to left guard that's inactive. I got my slot corner can't play anymore when he looked like he is in the conversation for defensive rookie of the year last year in the second half. I think I got my answer. But go ahead. What was you about to say?
I was going to say the only reason why I would be hesitant to not give AP another year is because as a new owner, I don't want to gain the reputation that I'm not going to give you time to do your job. Like, because prospective employees or people who looking for the job, they might see it as a, damn, he got to the NFC Championship year one, year two, they had a hellacious season, and dang, he out just like that. I don't know if that's somebody's owner I want to work for. I don't know if I'm gonna get the patience to be able to build my team.
To me, and I would say to that, you don't send money, you don't send capital after Marshawn. You don't do that. Then you don't double down on being a, oh, you pick a lane. It's like we were stuck between not knowing what we wanted to do. Are we going to go?
Like, that's the thing. They could have cut bait with Marshawn and just called it a loss before the year. They could have just had the foresight and cut bait. And they had money to spend, and there were corners to spend the money on.
That's the thing. And that's why I'm like, to me, why give him another year? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure if you give him a top three pick, he'll be able to pick somebody that's good. But what has he shown that he was able to big brain at this point? Nothing that he's done that was a move that was, oh, okay, I see what he did there. Your project didn't work out with Brandon Coleman. This Connerly situation isn't working. Ben Sinnott is a bust. He's worthless. I don't even know if he makes the roster underneath a new coaching staff. Then on top of that, you got to add the fact that you don't know where Mikey is. Like, we don't know. Like, you have to get a whole new defensive scheme to then try to accommodate Mikey, and then we got to see, can we put him outside and run man, or do we put him in the slot and then use him as a weapon in the slot? It's too many ifs and buts for me. It really is. I mean, Hampton is just gone. Jordan McGee wasn't getting snaps because of
we had to beg them for Jordan McGee snaps.
We did. I'm saying Kane Medrano was just sitting there not playing. We don't know what he is.
Like, they kept having to get questions about Bobby and the speed of the defense before they finally said, all right, Jordan, here's your chance, man. And I don't even think it not necessarily was that. I think it was the fact that they were forced to put Frankie at the edge that they finally was like, well, damn, Jordan, you got to play now.
And that don't look good either. Like, I don't know. Like I said, Frankie didn't really cost you anything. You know.
Frankie's year one made that deal worth it. Yeah. Like, we got out of him, you know what I'm saying, about what you could expect. Like, a second team all pro for what we were paying, like, all right, bro, you get a W for that one. Even though he's regressed in year two.
Yeah, man. But you gotta fire Dan.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. A lot of this shit is coaching too. Like, Joe Witt, I ain't seen it from you, bro. Like, I ain't seen nothing creative. I haven't seen anything for you that's like, all right, I know I'm undermanned, but watch how I scheme this up. Watch how we dial this up. Man. I'm seeing us call these blitzes yesterday, right? They don't bluff it or nothing. They just come straight up, stand at the line of scrimmage, and I'm like, bro, y'all, like, it's like hella seconds left on the play clock. Like, please, I hope somebody is bailing. because Sam Darnold sees that everybody's coming. Like, he has plenty of time to identify everything. He know who the mic is. He's gonna have his hot route ready. Like, they just line up and everybody just runs into blockers. Wide open man. I said, hey, yo, this is terrible, bro.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I guess when we come back later on, it'll be time to talk about coaching searches, because I just can't imagine keeping.
I don't even think they're gonna fire him, bro.
Then what do we expect?
We could talk about coaching searches and all that, but I don't think they're gonna fire him.
Something we're signing up for this again in year three. Then he is a defensive coach.
I'm not signing up for this.
No. But we're saying fire him. But I'm saying the team is signing up. Josh and Adam are signing up for this again. Because to me, if Adam doesn't fire him, if I'm Josh Harris, if you don't fire him.
That's the thing. It got to be on Adam to fire, bruh, and be like, hey, what's your pivot, bruh? Because GMs, if you lucky, you get two coaches. If you lucky, you get two coaches.
Listen. if he doesn't fire him at the end of next year, where we have another terrible defense, because I mean, who is he going to meet? Who's going to get to be the defensive coordinator? Somebody said, you think that Dan Quinn isn't involved in the defensive scheme? He's a defensive coach.
Right. He's involved. He's involved. He's signing off on whatever Joe Witt is calling.
They might be putting it together. They might be putting the plan together. Together.
So, for sure.
So I'm saying is there's nothing to lead me. It don't matter what talent you get. Unless you get a world beater, and I don't see any of those guys in the draft. You ain't got a Michael Parsons coming. I don't think Kyle Hamilton, for as much as I love Kyle Hamilton, I don't think he could help this secondary right now. You don't
That's
got
the thing. It's not a one player fix. Yeah. That's the problem. You need pieces. You need multiple pieces on each level of the defense.
And you ain't got but so many bites at the apple because you
are you need trading. two edges, two linebackers.
Where's the
two
list?
Two safeties.
Where's the list?
Corners.
I sent the list earlier. So
at least one corner.
So it was we need. Here's the list that I put together: a wide receiver, an elite wide receiver, an edge, two linebackers. Corner, free safety, strong safety, running back, left guard, center, and then tight end. I just named basically what 60% of your roster.
And I could make an argument tight end should be a little higher.
Yeah, probably. It probably. I mean, I know you hate Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz ain't in my plans, bro.
Listen,
like I'm not rolling his fossil ass out there next year, bro.
One more year.
I can't stomach it, bro. If I gotta, what's next, bro? We have literally seen this man just tip over in false start. Like he can't stay up. Like somebody send Papa to a home and get some young blood in there, bro.
You can only go after so many targets.
No, son, listen, bro. It's one thing for you to have physical limitations because of your age. But I can't have mistakes out of my vet. You can't be dropping the ball and you can't be committing penalties every
week. What you calling them senile now?
Yes. Yes. He forgetting the snap count. He got Alzheimer's, bro.
Listen. If I had to address everything else and something wasn't getting left,
hand him the ball.
I could take one more season of Zach Ertz.
I can't. All that. It's 3rd and 10, and I'm gonna run my route 8 yards and get stopped a yard short. I'm sick of that.
Oh man,
I'm sick of that.
Tell somebody else to get open.
That's why receivers at the top.
I'm about to say, if you got a wide receiver that make the defense have to actually play you honest and worry about over the top,
then maybe they just might forget about Ertz. Like that's maybe, what we gotta hope for.
Maybe. I mean, you know, that's how it kind of works. Tight end sometimes gets forgotten about. Mark Andrews been doing that for years.
I need a mismatch.
Yeah, nah. Like I said, I ain't willing to pay for some of them dudes, but nah, man. Is there anything else that you want to go over? I know we was kind of we touched on some stuff. We'll do more in depth, but it's just given the severity, you know. Our 5 is the and I just need people to stop comparing him to RG3. This is not the same kind of injury. I know I said it earlier. This has no long term ramifications on his career at all.
Yeah, I mean left elbow. Like,
ooh, he might have to wear tape on his elbow from now on. Ooh, I'm so worried about that.
Okay, I mean, if he was a left-handed thrower, I would be severely worried. Yep. But he's not.
So
that's the first thing I asked you, and it was like when you was like, "It's his arm, bro." I said, "Is it his throwing arm?"
You said it like 3 times. I told you no, but you kept asking me. I was like, no. Is it his throwing arm? No. Is it his? No, it's not his right arm. It's his left arm.
I had to see it for myself, bro.
I keep saying no. Stop before I'm wrong.
I'm like, I had to see it, bro. I had to see it. I was like, all right, it's his left arm. All right.
Oh, man. All right. You ain't do your line because he just refused to get on the goddamn cart. He just refused.
Oh, yeah. No. I told you. That whole game and scenario, 38-7, we getting our ass whooped. It's just like, it's like off life. All right, go, mouth. That's enough. Go on and take him inside. Man's has take a hell of a beating. JD. And here come JD limping off in his air cast. Still ain't getting my cornbread clawed. Like, nigga, it's over with. We cook, bro. Yeah, you ain't ride the cart, bro. Congrats. I feel you, bro. Keep your head up. You ain't ride the cart. But boy, they snapped you like a twig.
Hey, but listen, all I was thinking was when that happened, when he was, I'm like, he just refused to get on that cart. When he hurt his hamstring, he going to jog to the back.
You still ain't getting my cornbread, Claude.
I'm like, man. But nah, folks, I think this is a good place to stop. We still got to talk about the Wizards and stuff, you know. But given everything that happened yesterday, we just had to come on. And it the game didn't matter. It's just like long term where this team is.
Hey, folks, it's gonna be a lot of tankathon talk, you know.
Yeah,
I'll be looking at who we need to root for strength of schedule reasons and who we trying to catch.
Got to tune in to Frank Mendoza and Dante Moore. Hope that they show that they special.
Right. I need QB stock at an all-time high come draft night. Because we need – that's the thing. We don't just need one dude. Like, we need a dude – and we need the picks we got from trading back to get said dude.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a long one. If it's up to me, we have a whole new staff, new GM. I don't care if I look like the owner. That's just not giving people a chance. I'm going to be like, I gave him a chance, and he pissed that chance away when he decided that he was going to double down on a 30-point ass kicking in the NFC, and say I'm gonna do that again. Let's see if five can be
get the old guy.
Yep. Let's see if five can carry us again. Well, guess what? He carrying his ass off the field with a shattered elbow.
He didn't make one young acquisition that was like, oh, that's somebody that could be here for a few years and really be a part of this core.
I'm about to say Laremy Tunsil going to be here, but Laremy Tunsil 30.
I said young.
Yeah,
I'm
about to say
young.
Laremy Tunsil 30. You know, tackles, they hang around to the ball.
Yeah, they
30,
hang
30,
around.
34, 35.
And you hoping he ain't one of them ones that hit the wall early.
Yeah. But nah, folks, we'll be back at some point this week. We'll talk about the Wizards and how they're doing, you know, doing what they need to do to get us some talent and who we like. Basketball, college basketball is on tonight. I need to check out Duke. I need to check out BYU. And I need to check out Kansas. But yeah, folks, y'all be easy. We'll talk to y'all a little bit later on. Try to stay up. It's okay. It's okay.
Hell has risen. Deuces.
Thanks for tuning into the Battered and Bruised podcast with Brent and Dre.
You can listen or follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Battered and Bruised
with Brent and Dre.